Yeah.
All right, we are in session at 7 p.m. And we have opened the meeting, reviewed and signed the minutes.
I make a motion we approve the payrolls, the payables, and the minutes.
Unanimous. Open forum. Looks like we have a fairly light house tonight.
Yay, you're just here for the bids, right? Okay.
No, you gotta wait a minute.
Stretch that date out. That's right.
Okay, we have a couple things. This is like I mentioned earlier, we've started on the project. The Caitlin, one of the engineers, she kind of falls by the wayside now. Now it goes back to geodesign, which is Jason.
Jason, okay, yeah.
And because of all the delays and the questions and the answers from
Stuff, people.
necessary, their contract is spent. So this is his new amendment to the contract, which he's looking for a signature. I don't know if anybody's seen it. But he will be on site probably once or twice a week for the duration. But we are looking for $19,000 more. Or they are looking for $19,000 more. So we'll hear this.
Really don't have any choice at this point.
No. The choice went away shortly after Irene when it was free money, but he elected not to do anything. I don't know if anybody wants to look at that or see that. So I guess probably we obviously should make a motion.
I'll make a motion where you sign the contract with, Eco Design. Kind of on the hook for this one.
Pretty much.
Second.
I think
That's what you
one
said.
good thing is in talking to the guy the other day and in talking to the Markowski lad, and I talked to the father, Markowski. I think the project may go faster than they think it will or thought it would.
That's good.
So we may be in and out of there in a shorter time span, and we have got places. There isn't any equipment issues. We don't need to get involved with neighbors storing stuff and so forth. So, anyways, that's good news, I think.
They haven't taken any material out there yet, have they?
He started, and I didn't get back up there. I was up there this morning early, then I had to come back here for this virtual meeting, and then I had some other stuff to do. So he was in hopes he would get his road roughed in today down the bank. He's dubbed around there to make himself a parking area, and he's got all the fences gone. He's got a parking area there. All the signage is up. The
Right.
traffic lights are up and working. Naturally, we had three compliments from three people in town over the sign, the stoplights, and so forth.
Okay.
Like, that's something new and different. Usually they tell you what a blank, blank, blank are and why the hell are you doing this? Kind of impressive.
I
All
do.
right.
I do want to say thank you, Don. I know you put your heart and a lot of time into this, and I'm sure you're happy
I
to
don't like we. I don't
Well,
like wasting time. This
I
has
know.
been done 11 years.
Hey, Chuck, I'm paying
What?
you a compliment.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything you've done to get this done.
Thank God. Anyway, so I would entertain a motion to extend,
We
or
did.
did we do
We
that?
did.
We did that. All right, good. I'll sign the paper.
You got flubbered. Not used to those.
What's the seventh?
Seventh, yep.
That's pretty amazing. I don't really pay much attention to what day it is. Doesn't seem to matter. Right, the Cargill thing. That was our salt deal. And I have no excuse other than I dropped the ball. Write it down, and I didn't check other prices. So I guess I need to plead for another week or another meeting.
It's okay.
You got any prices on salt from anybody yet? Supposedly our state bid price is 98.75. I don't know, that just sounds a little wild, but that's through Cargill.
I bought some up to Carreras last year. Paid 140 ton.
How many?
140 ton.
Oh, maybe it's not so wild as I
Yeah.
thought. That was last year. I bet you didn't go down in price. Oh.
Carlos, who we used last year, right?
What's that?
That's who we used last year, right? I
Car we've
remember it.
used them most of the time, I think.
Long time.
There wasn't, well, I think Cargill is, I think whoever we used to use turned into Cargill. They got bought out or
Oh,
whatever.
okay.
Yeah. So maybe we ought to just make a motion and sign it.
Yeah,
Well, did we put it out to bid yet or no?
that's about 10 bucks more than what it was last year.
We don't bid it. You get the state bids it.
Oh.
We get it for the same price. Same price as the state does. It's like tires.
Oh.
We get tires at state bid price.
It was about $5.
What's that?
Think it's about $5 for the next year.
Yeah, it was, I thought it was under 90 bucks last year.
I thought it was too.
I don't remember. I remember yesterday.
For some reason, I thought it was like $88. Jane.
That's kind of where I was thinking, just under 90 bucks, but I could be wrong. I'm wrong quite often.
Is there a pressing need to sign it tonight, or is there not really a big deal to wait if you want to ask around it?
There may be a deadline. That's all it says in formal quote letter.
Where does this all come out of?
Outfit Burley. I call it Burlington, but I'm not sure it's actually Burlington.
Louis Wilson or
Can't think of the
something,
name of
maybe?
the truck now. You see
Barrett?
it?
Barrett?
Barrett, yeah. I don't see any deadline on here.
When did we get it? Do you know? A while ago?
Well, what's it? This?
Yeah.
Yeah, end of September. Third week of September.
Let me up.
Well,
I can try to look if you want, but
that's the date that's on there.
I'll try to.
No deadline per se. Oh, what's the other one?
Did we not other alternative American rock salt?
Yeah, that or what's his name? And
Although this
you
says
ever
for
hear
the
anybody named
24,
Jorge?
25.
Used stuff up to careers and peel out on the report. We got more powder in it. And you use half of the salt, half of it, what you would over there. And more rock and over here, the orient. It
Yeah.
doesn't work that great.
So this is for one, it says on here for the 24-25 season. That's on them. But it does say we're supposed to do it within 5 business days from the date of this letter. Letters dated September 18th. It sounds like we need to sign.
Awful.
Might even missed a few days. It's just that they can't guarantee it if it's past that many days.
So what is it? 95?
98.
98.75. And that's buying 450 tons. And they come out of Rutland too. I think that truck comes out of Rutland. I think they're out of Burlington or one
Yeah.
up there somewhere. All right, I guess we gotta do it anyway, so we might as well do it. I guess I would entertain a motion to sign the Cargill salt contract. Hope
I'll make a motion to accept the Cargill contract for 98, what?
75.
75 a ton for
Yes.
salt. For the 25-26 winter season. I do want to fix that on your letter though, so when we send it back, it's fixed.
You're probably not going to find any better price anyway, so.
I think that's what we did last year, anyways.
Well, there doesn't seem to be a lot of bargains around these days.
No.
All right. Okay, that's gets us into old business. You're getting there, Stan. The dog complaining. He's never picked up the first letter. He's going to send the second. This would be what's the name up there?
Yeah.
Actually, his girlfriend was running around setting the woods on fire again.
Oh, that's what it was. Oh,
Well, that was the second night. First night was a bunch of kids.
I'm going outside.
Yeah, the second night was.
Oh, there's another one. I didn't know that.
We had two fires one night, one at 1:40 and one at 4 something in the morning.
Oh, yes, I did hear
That
about
was
that.
the party. And then the next night, it was dark, 7 o'clock probably. I don't know, I was in Glens Falls or Hudson Falls. We had another one that was Mr. Burroughs' significant other seemed to apparently to be under influence of something that enhanced her stupidity. Not sure what it was, but I got a pretty good idea. Anyways, yeah, that was what that deal was all about. Update on the East Wells Road slide. We have commenced to begin. Traffic lights are up.
Up top.
They're digging. I should have been digging. I was there this morning. He had to was putting up a few more signs and no issues. All the issues have been solved, and we've moved along on that.
If they need to park any equipment anywhere, they can park it down the pit if they want to. That'll pop up.
What's that?
If they need to park any equipment overnight, right?
He's pretty much thinking the only thing he's going to have there is the excavator and perhaps a skid steer until we, really get into it. And then there are going to be trucks, obviously, trucks coming and going. But yeah, so the guardrails are all off to the side. So yeah, everything is, he's, guy's a pretty clever guy, the operator there. He's been with him. It's definitely not his first fix. He's a pretty sharp boy. Paul and I met with him Wednesday, Tuesday last week. Must have
And
been Tuesday because
Tuesday, yeah.
I went to work Wednesday.
Tuesday.
But so yeah, they're
Yeah, he
good.
does seem to be pretty sharp.
Yeah, I did meet with the. I met Monday with the boy there. I can't think of his name. Markowski boy and his father.
Tom.
Yeah, and his father was there, and the operator was there. They were moving the stuff in that. Yeah, I think we made the wise choice. I think they
I don't
of the
know.
people that bid it, they know what they're doing, I think, more than most of the other ones.
No.
My opinion, but and they seem to be nice people to work with.
Well, they seem to actually want to do the project.
What's that?
They actually want to do the project, I think.
Yeah. So LHMP. We all had homework from the young lady. Which between myself and Nora, we got it figured out as to how many people are in the fire department and how many town crew we have and the contract that the law enforcement has and on and on and on we went. And so I guess she's happy till next week, I believe we have a meeting. And 20 something. Yeah, it must be next week. So that's all good. She has got some surveys there that she would like to see people fill out. Said we would do what we could do. Transfer station. The fix for the compactor is $3,600. Just another feather in my cap is why we don't need that place. I have another meeting tomorrow night that'll make me even wish it went away again.
Well, the good news is I think we made a little money in our fund last year, so
I mean,
that.
basically we have to fix it.
Yes, we do.
And
Because if we
so
shut it
even
down, we're
if we
stuck
get
with
rid
that.
of it, it's got to come to a vote to get rid of it all and stuff. So
Plus, we want to get rid of all those bags in storage.
nice.
Need a motion to approve that fix? Or, I mean, it's
No, I don't.
good.
I mean,
It's a maintenance
it's
thing,
me.
right? Yeah.
But yeah, I was and it's a proprietary, the motor is a proprietary item. Apparently, there's something different about that motor that the people that it's not Casella, but whoever trash something or other that made the compactor, that motor's proprietary to them. So you have to buy that through them.
Well, of course.
I mean, it's a motor is a motor, but what do I know?
I'm assuming we haven't received any applicants or anything for the second position.
I had a guy call today and he said he was going to come in, pick up an application, but he didn't
Okay.
today. But
The only guy I talked to was at the dump.
transfer station.
I can't think what his name is right off the top of my head.
Is it Charlotte? Up on Bennett Road?
Oh, I can think it was Sternagle, but that's not his name.
Recknagle?
That
Charlie
was
Recknagle?
close. SR. You know, I'm right in the neighborhood. Yeah, I know it's a Nagle. Yes. And
That the one I called today? No. Okay.
he asked about it. He had heard about it or seen the thing, or I don't know. He knew about it when I was there on Sunday last week. And,
It's on Facebook and it's on the internet, on the web page.
Any kinds of judges, daughter?
No.
Well, he's got health issues, and I think they're far more serious than he thinks they are. And I think they're far more serious than that friggin' joke of a hospital over there in the White River think they are, the VA. I told him, I says, I wouldn't even slow down. I said, go two more exits, and they got a real hospital there on the left. But
Is he back to working?
yes,
He
he came
was.
back Wednesday.
Wednesday, I think.
Wednesday he worked. I'm assuming he works Saturday and Sunday. I know he works Sunday.
Just sometimes it gets really busy there, and I think people are sliding things past them too, or and we've had in the budget having somebody else even at least during the summer, and it's just never nobody's ever really expressed interest. But with Captain Jack not feeling that great, it would be helpful to have a second person at least right now.
So, anyways, that's where the transfer station stands. I'm assuming that I've got them, thought I had it here, but I didn't bring it out. Or maybe it didn't. Did you put that in here?
The cost of the thing.
Yeah,
Yeah, there was a letter in there. Yeah.
when he was going to have it, don't you?
Who's in correspondence? There is that the correspondence for?
Of correspondence, I thought.
There's some in the green and some in the blue.
I'll try this one. That's general. This one, general correspondence. I did see it.
Okay. Waste Equipment is the name of the company. Okay, good morning. I had an electrician over to help with the compactor. We found a 50 horsepower motor shorted out, and the wires going to the unit are shorted and melted. Needless to say, that's where the smoke came from that the captain was talking about. I tried looking for a used motor, no luck. The motor for this unit is proprietary to Waste Equip only and must come from them. You are looking at $2,600 for the motor. I will have the unit pulled away from the wall. I have to have the unit pulled away from the wall because the motor needs to come out the back of the unit. And when the motor gets here, we will need to schedule to have a loader there to move the unit away from the wall so we can replace the motor. There are two wires that need to be replaced as well. And when the compactor was moved before with the parts and labor, we are at $3,600 complete. And he wants me to call him at this phone number and say yes, no, or maybe. And hopefully he can give me a date as to when he can fix it or when he will fix the thing.
Doing bids now.
What's that?
You doing bids now, Sam bids now?
Well, yeah, I didn't want to keep. I just wanted to twist on Stan a little,
I
maybe.
figured.
But she's starting to look hungry.
Yeah.
I know he's going to take her to McDonald's. See
Yeah.
that? He probably bought a couple burritos last Saturday.
Well, it is like National Taco Tuesday.
Or tacos, yeah. They made almost, I think they made almost 3 grand.
Oh.
The school, they're not the school, but the soccer, the kids' soccer thing they had at Edwards, in
Oh,
front of
really?
Edwards,
I didn't know. I
selling,
didn't hear about it.
yeah, they were selling tacos.
Maybe 3 grand?
I
Holy
believe so,
cow.
or pretty near.
That's good.
You could start a taco truck. Yeah.
All right. The sand bids for the 25, 26 winter season.
Did he get it right?
No, he didn't
Who was
buy, he
it?
didn't put anything down. Yes, he did.
Yes,
Yes, he did.
but
No,
she
wait
probably did it.
he didn't put nothing down.
She got it right.
He told her what to write down. Yes,
Right.
all right. All right, got it now. Yeah. Anyways, this is the only bid we have for Mr. Martell. It's 15 in the pit and 1880 deliver. I'm assuming we will haul it from the pit. If I have my way.
That the same as last year?
Well,
no.
I think it's in both
It
hands.
went down.
Yeah. What'd you ever
14,
suffer?
not 14.
Yeah.
And we also have his insurance, so that will make the clerk happy.
I'll make sure Rich raises his price a buck. No. Oh.
How much was it?
What's that?
How much was it?
15.
15 and.
And now
18, so
1880. He's hoping we can have it delivered so he can maybe get a pizza instead of just a McDonald's hamburger.
I'm hoping, yeah.
So I would entertain a motion to purchase our winter sand for Mr. Martell.
I make a motion we purchase sand for the winter 25-26 season for 15 pickup or 1880 delivered.
And you're bidding on 15, right?
Yeah.
Because there was some confusion over that through the office. But it's 1,500.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page.
Why has it changed? Or?
No. Apparently, there was some confusion over sand and stone, or sand and the stone. Yeah. That we're buying 1,000 of that.
Okay.
I just want to make sure you were
going
to have 1,500 yards. So.
Dave doesn't get mad at me
or anything.
Yeah, there's 400 by 100 yards that they're already, you know, we can start drawing tomorrow if they want to.
All right. Same kind of deal as same stone as last year or the last couple of years. Got some grit to it.
Yeah, it's got grit to it.
Perfect. No, I don't know about perfect. All right. At this point in time, I would like to enter into executive session to talk some tax issues over.
Okay, before we do that, can I just say, did we get in contact with the guy from the library for the floor in the entryway yet? Or no?
No.
Okay, I was just wondering.
I have not. And ironically, I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
But before I could get to him, he was gone.
He was gone. Gotcha.
So I will make sure I do that this week.
And as far as the Comcast bills, I know you guys asked me to look into them a while ago. I did send off an email. I have not heard anything yet. I feel I probably got to make a phone call. And
we have an email supposedly from Comcast with a deal on DocuSign that must have come in this afternoon at some point in time, because I was in here two or three times and it wasn't here till the last time I was in, whatever time that was, 3 o'clock, 3:30.
Still not the one I'm looking for. Because I
need, I don't know why person. What it's the sign for, but I think
DocuSign is an electronic thing, which I don't know why Comcast would send that. So that sign.
But no, I think it's another one of these. They've been sending all this
junk mail.
Exactly.
Well, and I think I'm going to have to call the person, which, as you know, is not a 5-second phone call. So
thank you, Vince.
Have a good night.
Loosen up. Buy yourself decent, will you?
Yeah, next time I'll bring pizza.
Yes, please. I'll see you in a couple
of
weeks.
Yes, about time what goes around, come around.
Bye.
See ya.
Some of the difference in the why some of the fees up is that they're charging us $25 per, it's their Wi-Fi box that we have. You rent it and you pay $25 every month. So there's one at the town hall, there's one here, there's one at the library. So my question when I emailed them was, we weren't paying for that before at the library in here when it was free. So
no,
the lines. So I got to ask.
Do I understand it correctly that all libraries in the US of A have to provide free Wi-Fi?
To other people?
I believe if you pull up in front of any library from sea to shining sea, you will have Wi-Fi.
You might. I'm just saying we were never charged before. We had it all for free. Yeah, and we have ours for free too. They're now charging us for this box, and I don't know if that box is only for because of the phone. I don't know, but that wasn't part of what they told us. So I gotta make a call. Just it's going to take some time.
And residential, you don't charge.
Yes, they do. Look at your. I end up going and buying my own, and they're like $300, $400. But I figured over time it's going to pay for itself if I'm being charged $150 or $25 a month for it. So anyways, yeah. But that's where I asked Nora if we still had our old one here, because why can't we use that? Why are we renting the other one? So that would be a question I'm going to ask them too. So anyways.
One question along those lines: how come we're getting two different phone bills?
No.
There's
We're getting one for the library, one for the town garage.
no, different companies.
Oh, transfer station hasn't flipped over. I thought they were going to, but they haven't. Because that was one they had to put in the line for because I didn't quite go there and they were going to, but obviously they haven't, so it hasn't switched over. Which that one's no big deal anyways, so. And I still got to call Countryside on that other line. I haven't done that yet. That's it. I'm all up to date now. Oh.
One other thing before we do that, we might as well. Christmas holiday. My thought is the pagan holiday. Obviously, Christmas is Thursday. So I
Is
thought we
it?
would have the paid holiday as Wednesday because they don't work Thursdays.
They work Fridays. They work
No,
Thursdays,
they don't
right?
work Thursdays.
Oh, them.
Right.
I thought you were talking about the town people. Okay.
I just think Christmas Eve is a better time than Friday, but that's my opinion. I'm not a very good expert on paid holidays. I'm still waiting for my first one. And I guess I'm probably not going to get it. All right. Wiped it
So
up.
you're saying because they're
It's
already
Christmas Eve. Christmas is Thursday.
right.
So I thought, I mean, if I had, in a perfect world, if I could have a day off, I think I'd rather have Christmas Eve off than Friday after Christmas. But I don't get either one of them off, so it doesn't really matter to me.
You're talking because they're closed here Thursday and Friday to move, which
They're normally closed here. The dump is closed. The dump.
will be closed anyway. Oh
Yeah.
no, you're saying close it on that Wednesday.
Yeah. I don't know what the trend is across the country. Most places close for a week, but I don't think we even do that.
I don't know if you have to pay for a day. I mean, that day, whether you work or not, if it's not,
It's
if
a
you're
paid
not,
holiday.
right, if you're working, if that's a day you work.
Well, the highway guys obviously work that
Correct.
day, and they
Correct.
may very well be working that day.
Right, but they would have it off with pay. But
Yeah.
because Sherry and no offense, they're not working that day because their office is closed. That's not
I
our fault.
believe you
That's the
read
schedule.
their fine print and their manual that they get. I don't know, 6, 8, 10, however the hell many holidays there are.
Right. If it
With
falls on a day that they're open, I would think.
I don't I wouldn't go.
I know we've gone around with this. It doesn't
I
matter.
mean, like I say, I don't have a horse in the race because O'Reilly's is open 300 and all but one day a year. They're closed Christmas.
Well, and then you got to look at New Year's Day too. So what's that mean? Because New Year's Day is also
That's another paid holiday. I
that's
don't
on
know. I don't have
Thursday.
a. I don't have
They're
a.
both on Thursdays.
Well, yeah. Normally they're a
I
week
know, I'm
apart.
talking out loud.
I mean, we have some time, but I just thought it was something that we ought to start thinking about. The
Well,
highway guys, when I first thought of it, I was thinking the highway guys are off Friday.
so their
Nor
holiday would be on
but
Thursday,
but
right?
they're not off fr they I'm assuming this 4 10-hour days will end very
Yeah, that
shortly.
right.
Usually they end on Columbus Day, don't
Right, this week.
they? I
Yes.
noticed Poultney is back to normal hours. I was up by there a
Well, it's pitch
little
black out
after
there,
six
so
this morning. There was nobody there, so I'm assuming they're back on their regular hours.
I would think so.
I also went by Hampton and there was nobody there either. So I'm assuming that They've gone back. I mean, it's dark till 7 or after.
I mean, because they would normally on a normal week be working on Thursdays, and Thursday would be their holiday for the road crew.
Right.
As for Sherry and the transfer station, I guess that would have to be the eve before, because
I mean, the transfer station doesn't necessarily. He doesn't get paid holidays, but
I didn't think so because they're part time. But I mean, they're closed by 2 anyways, not the day before. So it's not like, and yeah, that's Eve. So unless there's something that comes up and we have to shut it down, then we'll shut it down. But I would say Sherry would get Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve then, because Wednesdays the days are open.
So anyways, it's just something to think
and
about.
And the library is probably the same way, because I think they're open every day of the week. So if they're open on Thursday, then Thursday would be their holiday.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't keep up with their schedule.
It was pretty much every day. So I say they don't, if they're not typically working on the day of the holiday, then it would be the one closest to the holiday. So that would be Wednesday. Yeah, so it would be Wednesday for, I think it's just you guys, or you. I mean, Nora gets paid regardless, so.
All right. In that case, I would entertain a motion to go into executive session and talk over some tax issues.
Second.
You want me to write this down?
What? The executive second? Executive yeah. session?
You made a motion to go into executive session.
Yeah, 7:35.
Don made a motion to go into executive session for tax matters at 7:35. And I'll second it. 7:35.
We would
back in this
close out our executive session and go back, open the meeting at 7:50.
We come out. So make a motion, we come back in a regular meeting.
Make a motion to close the executive session and go back, adjourn back to the regular meeting, or
open. And make a motion, we come back into, come out of executive session at 7:50 p.m. and go back into our regular session.
Okay. All right. So we've done the sand bids. Stone bids are not, we're going to go with Casella. And
Argyle, you mean?
What's that?
Casella.
What?
Casella for what?
Stone.
Oh, no.
Crushed
Argyle.
Stone. Sorry.
Argyle was salt.
When did we do Casella? Did we do that at a
different? They're the easiest. You have 4 or 5 choices.
No, I know. When did we vote on that?
We didn't vote on it, but that's who Dave and I decided it made the most logical sense.
Okay, I was confused.
You can't get the Dan. Or Wallace.
Well, I just thought I missed a vote here.
You pay sales tax on the outfit over here,
right,
which has got good stuff. And Casella is flat, straight, newly repaved road.
And did we end up putting that out to bid, though?
He's got prices. It's not a bid, per se.
Right, but we have to legally put it out for bid.
No,
right?
You don't have to bid
it. I thought we had to.
I don't believe so.
That's what Nora was saying at the last meeting. That's why she had to like announce the bids for the other stuff too. Casella might be the only one we have.
I mean, he got the prices for 1,000 yards of sand from 3 places.
I think we just have to state it.
Wallingford, them, and the guy over here. The guy in New York State.
That's basically the bid. That's what you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean.
I know, but I thought we have to formally put it out there. Even though we might not get anything, I thought we had to formally use what Norm was saying last time, just like we did with the other two.
I believe Casella's price was, I know it was better than I got, because he's charging 7% sales tax. I think it was the best one in the bunch anyway. So.
Ferraro was 16 of them.
What's that?
Ferraro was 16 of them. Or Casella.
I think so.
I think it might still be in the back of that folder, that blue one.
No.
Way in the back.
You think?
Unless she took it out. She might have taken it off my mind.
Where did it say that we have to
Oh, Nora was saying that last one because we had to say where we put out the bid, how many yards or tons of everything. And then she was going to put an email or something, and then we could vote on it.
Well, I guess I could see that if we didn't have pricing.
I'm just going off of what
I
she
feel like
said, because you may get other bids that could be better. You don't know. I mean,
well, there's only
I know that. I'm just saying that's why you're supposed to put it out to bid, though. When you have a large project like that, you might only get the one we've got, but I think you're supposed to formally do it.
yeah, technically. In the Vermont Select Board world, you could pretty much buy anything you want to buy. Selling something is the tough thing.
Okay. So then we need a motion on Casella then? As long as it's okay.
Yeah, I would say we should make a motion to buy approximately 1,000 yards of stone for winter use, winter
Right.
proof.
As long as we're allowed to, I'm
We got a little bit down here, Paul. Didn't we have some from last year?
I don't think he did. He might have had some stone, but it wasn't crushed stone.
Say how much?
Both.
Thousand.
What's that?
Thousand.
Probably.
Tons? Thousand
1,000 yards,
yards.
which I believe is 1,000 tons. I think it coordinates for some reason. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I read it or saw it or heard it or something somewhere.
So as long as we don't have to put it out to bid, then I'll make a motion that we approve 1,000 yards of sand, right? Huh?
Second.
Stone, crushed stone from Casella's for the 25-26 winter season.
Second. That's nice stuff. So you think 2,000 yards is going to take do it for the winter, huh?
Well, it's kind of a shot in the dark. We don't really know. Dave talked to some of the other towns that are doing that. He's kind of thinking that, but that's what it would be.
Would 1,000 yards of stone go
Because it's only
further?
going to get used on the dirt roads.
I know, but will it go further than what this sand would?
Oh, yeah. You sand it. Freaking sand. You end up sanding every day.
Yeah, and then stay on the road. But...
Stone, once you put it down, it's there. And the other thing is, with no salt, you don't get anywhere near the mud.
Yeah.
You're not creating a water.
That salt really does create mud
I
there.
noticed last spring driving on Paulett's roads and Rupert's roads and Dorset's roads, dirt roads. They didn't. When ours were wet, and I mean, they weren't really muddy, but they were wet and slimy. The roads weren't. And they didn't use any salt on it. You know, they don't use any salt on them. The
Interesting.
good thing with this stone, too, is if we've shorted ourselves, you can go get a load or
Go
two in
get some more.
wintertime, you know, in the middle of winter. It doesn't,
Yeah.
not like, you know, sand was froze up like a brick.
Anything else?
What's that?
I said, do we have anything else on our agenda?
Comcast, you already mentioned the
Yeah.
town report cover and
Oh, yeah.
dedication.
Have you guys given any more thought on that?
Not really. I mean, we've lost a couple good people lately. Between Winnie and Joan Madison.
Well, we've had a lot of people lately. We've had what's her name? By Hobson's store. We had
Oh, yeah.
the other one from the that did the boat courses.
Oh, Frank Callahan.
Frank.
Who?
Frank Callahan.
Oh, Frank Dahlia,
There's a lot of people. We talked about doing charity at some point.
yeah.
We could do a couple of them together. Just, a few of them that have passed this year, and kind of do a small paragraph on each. We could do different things. It's whatever. Everybody's thoughts are. Just we didn't need to have time to get everything
Other than
together.
Frank, I don't know if either one of those were at Bob Town Hall or was.
Sharon Undell was on the school board for a while, and she did a lot of volunteering.
Don Reed, he was in
Did he pass away?
Elizabeth for quite a while.
He died?
He died?
No, I think so.
Oh, it's
Oh, okay.
not.
We're talking about the ones that passed away.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way.
Oh. Are you talking about as another option,
Yeah.
Don? Okay. We didn't do Don ever?
Not that I'm aware of.
No? Okay.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a dead person. I mean,
Right, no. And Cherry is another one that has done a lot that in the town that we should definitely recognize at some point.
Jerry Abson.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a pretty, I mean, she's much different minutes here for, I don't know. I
Well,
don't know what came first, her or the select board, but
she was on the
pretty
school
close.
board for a long time
She's
too.
on the school board, yep.
Yeah.
Down the planning submission.
She's always videotaped all the Halloween for, I mean, she's been involved in a lot of things, so.
She's I wouldn't have any objection with Jerry.
What?
I said I wouldn't have any objection with Jerry.
I wouldn't
You get the
either.
wrong.
Plus, she'd probably be good at writing her own
Yeah.
write-up.
The cover, I don't know.
I saw he was out
I
there
mean, we
painting
had
again.
every got. Every church, umpteen times, the library,
We
and
should put the cell tower out. That
that would cause a problem. Yeah.
one, Sherry. We can put it on the back of the cover, you know? Well, I had
We've
that
used the
thing.
park. We've used the park, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we had that one that I showed you that the guy did of the tractor pulls. I mean, that's something different that we haven't had before, is the tractor pulls. He did his Pierre Hantoum painting.
You know, that's another. I mean, why? What about dedicating it to the modern woodman?
I think we've done that. I'm
Have
pretty
we?
sure we have. Yes, I'm pretty sure I'm representing that
Well,
on
you've
this.
certainly done enough for us.
No, I'm pretty sure we have. I can double check the list, but I'm pretty sure I remember them doing that.
I would surprise me if they've already been
I
done.
think it has been done. Yeah. And be on the outlook for, I don't know if there'll be a check coming here. I
Okay.
think for the
Same
matching
time.
fund, yeah.
Yes.
And if I don't know who gets it, we do. Maybe we do. I don't know. One of us will do it, but when we do, we'll have a get together and a meeting to do a photo op too. But I can't remember if I get it or if it'll come here. But so just both of us keep our eyes open.
That's nice.
I don't know. I can't think of nothing pops in my head. Right off quick.
What for the cover?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've just kind of been, I watch for things, and the loon has been big. That's why we did that last year.
Right.
I don't know.
We do another bird? The eagles in the nest over there is kind of
What's the
competitive.
eagle?
There's eagles, an eagle's nest over
Oh, really?
there. Actually, I don't know. That might be. Is that
The
also?
friggin'
That might
Lake
actually be there.
Association has spent more time on loons and eagles now.
Yeah. I know.
The lake
Oh.
people, that's all they talk about is loons and eagles.
Well, they watch them every day. I guess the ones I like the tractor pulls because it's different, but I'm open to if you guys have any other pictures to come up with. I mean, I think we have some time for that if you want to kind of think about that some more. It's more of, trying to get going on the write-up for the dedication that we would need to, that probably will take a little time to pull together to get to Laurel. So we can definitely put off on the photo.
I don't know. I wonder. It would be kind of neat to do like three people just because we've never done that before. But by the same token, if you do the three ladies, you miss somebody or whatever. Or if somebody of some notoriety dies between now and the time the book has to go to press, you could look kind of stupid.
I mean, I don't know Winnie being in the town at all. I mean, yes, she was the oldest person in town, but I don't know if she's ever done anything for the town. You know what I mean? I mean, we've done people that have contributed to the town over the years. So,
Sure.
yeah, Frank, he has, but I also think he's been really recognized a lot already through the association and stuff. They put up a huge thing with him and all that.
Yeah, I think maybe Cherry has something. She's not a kid. I mean, I don't know how old she is, but
She's 80.
she, oh yeah, she's 80. She's considerably older than I am.
Because I had her in fifth and sixth grade. Middletown. She was my teacher.
And she taught in Middletown for a long time.
And I loved her as a teacher. Absolutely loved her.
Nope. I'm good with Cherry. I think Nora said something about if we did her, she would, I think, maybe reach out to her to help. And she has a photo too. Nora would probably reach out to Cherry to talk to her and stuff. And I think Nora has a photo too of her doing the
There's
hot dogs or something.
there's a photo around here or
With the
somewhere.
hot dog or something. Yeah, I think that's probably the one that Nora was talking about. So, all right. Well, I'll make a motion we do Cherry Hobson for the dedication this year.
No, I wouldn't do that.
When do that? Why?
I would just,
Oh,
I don't think it needs to be in the minutes.
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we have it. Okay,
That's kind
good.
of a surprise, I think. Well,
Go.
hopefully she doesn't
Right.
listen to the video.
That's for a long moment.
Yeah, I think we did
What?
kept it a kind of a
Well, now we have audio. Anybody listens to it, but whatever. Okay, well, I'll talk to Nora about that if she can, if she wants to start it, or if I will, otherwise, or I will, it doesn't matter. So I can take care of that part of it. And we'll just give it some time if you guys want to think about the pictures, or we'll get some pictures.
Yeah.
And I did do a once over with Nora with the budget things that she has, you know, stuff under her categories and what Dave has given her and all that stuff. So right now we're kind of waiting for the insurance stuff to come in. I need to pull in the most current numbers for actual, and then we'll just have to get together and discuss rates and all that as well. So I will not be here for the next meeting. I'll be on a bus, so I'll try to dial in like I am. So I'll try to dial in like I have in the past, but I'll leave this baby. I'll make sure this is here for you, or the recorder, whichever you want. I'll leave the bag on the desk.
I think it worked last time.
Yep, it did. So.
All right. If nobody has anything else, I would entertain a motion to
Make a
adjourn.
motion we adjourn.
Second.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.